Wondering if intermittent fasting would benefit me or cause more stress. This is JJ Virgin, four-time New York Times bestselling author, celebrity nutrition expert, and fitness hall of famer. I've been on a lifelong quest for answers to the toughest health questions, and now I'm sharing what I found with you. Welcome to Ask the Health Expert. Ann Elizabeth Ainsworth from Facebook asks, I used to have hypothyroid, wondering if intermittent fasting would benefit me or cause more stress. I'm trying to lose some belly waist fat. All right. That is an interesting one. I will be right back to explore it. Stay with me. Okay, let's just deconstruct this question, because first off, it was, I used to have hypothyroidism. So does this mean that you completely reversed it, healed it, and you're super cool and totally fine? In which case, that is awesome. And I don't know if you're still on any kind of thyroid medications or anything like that, but let's just assume that your thyroid is absolutely working fabulously, and go you for doing that. Now, you are concerned about intermittent fasting and stress. And here's what I would tell you. Yes, intermittent fasting is going to be a source of stress on your body. Generally, your body handles stress, recovers, and gets stronger because of it, unless you're already short-circuiting, you're already under a lot of stress. I will give you an example, a personal example from me. So I like to do intermittent fasting a couple days a week. And if you're not sure what intermittent fasting is, here it is. It's time-restricted eating. Now, you can see all different variations on this, but generally, it's time-restricted eating where you have an 8-hour feeding window during the day, and then you don't eat nothing, zippo, zilch, you know, water, right, is fine, water, tea, coffee, but nothing in it, the rest of the day. But there's some variations that say it could be a 10-hour window, it could be a 12-hour window. I try on like 95% of my time, I do a 12-hour overnight fast, and a lot of times 14 hours. Couple times a week, especially on the weekends, I try to go 16 hours. Now, when the pandemic first hit, all of a sudden, I used to be someone who traveled, I don't know, 80% of the time, and now I'm home. And I thought, well, this is great. First off, I like completely stopped setting alarm. But I found that I, you know, stopped eating by usually 7 o'clock at night. I'd wake up in the morning and I'd have coffee. I'd go work out, and I wasn't eating until like 10 or 11. Well, awesome. I all of a sudden got super easily into intermittent fasting pretty much every day. Didn't think about it. Then I went through a big, big betrayal. It was, yikes. And it trashed my adrenals. And then I started gaining weight. And it was just too much for my system. So I'm really glad you asked this question. Because if you are under stress, then a 12-hour overnight fast would be a good place to be. But I wouldn't put your body under the additional stress of a 16-hour fast. And so it's really important to always consider, you know, when you're using a diet. I think diets are something that we use for therapeutic results. I love intermittent fasting for stem cell production, for blood sugar sensitivity, for insulin sensitivity. I mean, there's a lot of great things with it, but it doesn't go well with adrenal problems. So if you are under stress, then I would stick with a 12-hour overnight fast, which I think everybody should be on. But I wouldn't go straight to the big one, the 16, until you've gotten your adrenals in better shape. There you go. This is JJ with Ask the Health Expert. I do this 5 times a week, so make sure you never miss a show by going to subscribetojj.com.